forget, tell Iris to take Route 47 till you get to Shelby. Then you make a left turn at the second stoplight after you pass the City Hall. Then you'll
darling,
be on
I'm not
Route
going to 50. Be a backseat driver. I mean, Iris knows the road.
Iris knows the road if she's looking at it. Most of the time, she's looking someplace else. Well, if she wants to talk, just tell her to let you drive.
Are you sure you'll be all right?
Oh, honey, don't worry about me. Worry about you. Now, if anything happens to the car, you know what to do. You call...
Everything's in the refrigerator. Eggs and bacon for breakfast, and ask Mary to fix some cereal. And then for lunch...
Honey, we're not absolutely helpless. We'll do just fine.
Are you sure? Oh, there's Iris.
Come on.
Mom, Miss Kepler's here.
Tell her I'll be right down.
She'll be right there, Miss Kepler.
Let's see now.
My
gloves. Where are my gloves?
These.
What'll I do without you, dear?
Come on.
Mom!
Oh, honey, remember, get 3 quarts of milk, and then ask the milkman if you'll bring a dozen eggs on Monday.
Mom!
All right. Oh, dear, are you going to take tomorrow off? You promised.
I'm taking the day off. Bert Rodman has taken my calls.
Yes, well, I'd feel very guilty if you didn't. I mean, you haven't taken a day off in weeks.
Honey, I'm not going to do a thing tomorrow. I'll get out of bed around noon, go out in the patio, read a paper, just relax.
Oh, good.
She'll be on the second, Miss Kepler.
Boy, what a production.
Oh, it's the way all mothers get when they stay home all the time.
Goodbye, honey. Have a good time at the dance.
Thank you, Mother.
Goodbye,
goodbye,
Mom.
Sweetheart. Do we have everything?
Yes, darling. Everything's
taken care of. Oh, by the way, if you
want
to get in touch with me, I'm at WC
Mom,
Watts.
What can
I'm going to
get down
for a little while.
Goodbye.
Oh, I know. I've forgotten something.
No, honey, come on.
Goodbye. Oh, she doesn't realize we're perfectly able to take care of ourselves. Where's my new evening bag?
Don't ask me.
Where's my new evening bag? Mother!
Problems?
No. No, it's nothing. Jeff, you're not going to have those blueprints all over the living room when Mark gets here.
Why not?
Dad.
All right. Jeff, take that stuff up to your room.
Oh, that's Mark. I'll get it. No, I better not. I'll seem anxious. I better keep him waiting for just a little while. Dad, would you get the door, please?
Of course, my lady.
Girls. She always keeps a guy waiting. I don't get it.
Don't try.
Good evening, Dr. Stone.
Hello, Mark.
Good to see you again, sir.
Good to see you, too. Mary will be right down.
You know, sir, that's what I like about Mary. I mean, she never keeps a date waiting just so she can make an entrance. She's got too much integrity for that sort of thing.
Mark, that's very complimentary.
Oh, it's simply a reflection of her home atmosphere.
Well, that's us.
I imagine you'll want me to bring her home at a reasonable hour.
Well, as a matter of fact, I would appreciate that, Mark, especially tonight. Mrs. Stone's away.
Oh? Well, the only problem is, sir, that after the dance, everybody gets pretty hungry. And some genius always comes up with the suggestion, let's eat.
Well, I suppose you have to replace those calories you lose while you're dancing.
You know how it is, sir. And we argue for half an hour as to whether we want sandwiches or sodas. Until some genius comes up with the idea, let's go to the Blue Lantern, where we can get both. Anyway, before you know it, it's getting late, and you're looking at your watch, worrying about how carefully I drive. Well, it's a half hour to the Blue Lantern and a half hour back, sir.
Well, isn't there someplace closer?
Well, at that time of night, sir, the only place closer would be someone's house.
Well, you could come right here after the dance. I imagine there'll be something in the refrigerator.
Oh, Dr. Stone, that's a great idea. I appreciate it very much. And I know the others will, too.
The others?
Yes, sir, just the bunch.
Bunch? How many is a bunch?
Oh, about six.
Six? Well, that's not so bad.
No, you'd better make that 8, sir, with Jeannie and George. Oh, and that's not counting Dick and Ernie and their dates. And then there's the twins. Mary! You look beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Well, thank you, Mark. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Mark.
And thank you very much.
You're very welcome. 16 kids!
You know, you're a Mary?
I am. Why?
Because you never complain about being seen in this old heap.
Oh, it's not an old heap. It runs fine.
Well, it runs all right, but it sure looks terrible. It's embarrassing to take you out in an old junk heap like this.
It's not so bad at night. The scratches and rust spots hardly show at all.
That's what I mean. You're a real good sport.
Mark, I was just thinking. Why don't we paint your car tomorrow? I'd be very happy to help you.
No, I'm sorry, Mary. It wouldn't be the same as a professional job.
Oh, well, how much would a professional job cost?
About $20. That's a lot of money when you're trying to take a girl out on dates and all.
$20. I'm afraid I don't have that type of money. But if I did, I'd be very happy to lend it to you.
Oh, no, I couldn't think of borrowing money from you, Mary. I'll have to figure out some way to earn it myself.
Well, I'd be happy to help you any way I can. I just don't know how I can. Maybe we could think of something we could do together.
Hey, it'd be kind of fun working together, wouldn't it? Hey, maybe we could do something like babysitting, only with bigger kids.
You mean like a nursery school?
That's it. That's a terrific idea. You're a genius. We could mind kids on Saturday.
A place where mothers could leave their children when they go shopping and visiting and all that.
That's sensational. Beauty with a brain. Boy, your mother and dad must be proud of you.
Don't tell me there are only 16 kids in there. Italian of Marines couldn't eat so many hamburgers.
You want to call Mom and yell for help?
Hey, Dad, easy on the salt.
All right, seconds on the sodas. Let's see. 3 lemon, 5 strawberry, 2 grape, and 1 root beer.
What are those kids doing? Washing their cars with it?
Dad, your hamburgers are very salty. Daddy, thank you so much for doing this. You know, the kids are having more fun here than they had at the dance.
Just a minute, young lady. Has there been any talk about going home yet?
Dad, the evening's still young.
Yeah, the evening may be young, but I'm not. Now, let's wind it up in about 15 minutes,
Well, I'll do the best I can.
Mary, you know, this is supposed to be Dad's weekend off. He's going to be too bushed tomorrow to even enjoy it.
Well, Jeff, I can't just tell them to go home. Well, Daddy, this whole thing was your idea. Jeff, hurry up with the sodas.
You're just going great, Mary.
Dr. Stone, may I tell you something?
Please do.
There isn't another father in Hilldale who would do what you're doing tonight.
Oh, that I can believe.
As a matter of fact, parents like you and Mrs. Stone are setting a wonderful example for the younger generation.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Mary shows it. Like tonight, she came up with this terrific idea for a nursery school on Saturdays. You know, taking care of the kids and helping out the mothers in the neighborhood. What do you think of it, sir? I mean, as a doctor and a pediatrician, that is.
Well, it sounds fine to me, Mark. Anything to keep the mothers happy?
I was pretty sure you'd feel that way, Doctor. Easy on the salt, sir.
Daddy? Daddy, your coffee's made and the orange juice is in the refrigerator.
Oh, thank you, honey.
There he is. I'm going over to Mark's house. See you later, Daddy. Have a nice day.
Thank you, honey. I'm gonna sleep until noon.
Hi.
Hi, Mary.
I'm all ready.
How do you like the stuff I rounded up for the kids? Ought to keep them happy?
It looks like enough to start a kindergarten. Well, let's go.
Go where?
To your house.
Why my house?
Well, that's where we're going to take care of the kids, isn't it?
No, Mary, we're going to do it here.
Here?
Well, sure. I thought that's what you meant when you suggested it.
Oh, Mark, we can't. We can't. My mother's out of town, and it's my father's day off.
Oh, I talked to your dad last night, and he said everything was fine. Besides, he's a pediatrician.
Oh, but he's sleeping.
Mary, you don't think I would have phoned all those women this morning and told them that we'll look after their kids all day if I hadn't checked with your father first? Well, that was my strongest selling point. Children cared for in the home of Dr. Stone, a pediatrician on the premises at all times.
Mark, we just can't. My father must have misunderstood. I mean, he's exhausted from last night.
Too late to change now, Mary. Here come the customers. Step this way, folks, right in here. Hey, Mary, I'm sorry, but everything will be all right. You watch. I'll keep them so quiet, your father won't even know they're here. I'll take the children right home, except that most of their mothers are out for the day, sir. You know, visiting and shopping and playing a little golf.
I don't expect you to take the kids home, but I do expect you to keep them out of the house and keep them quiet. You understand?
Yes, sir. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing, sir.
Don't be bouncing on our couch like that back outside again. Go on. Come on, you too.
Well, my friends.
We've got plenty of friends outside. Come on.
Tells you not to go upstairs. He means it. Now, come on, outside.
Little brothers. I don't know how my mother stands it. Joey! Oh, now try to behave yourself and act civilized.
Oh, he'll be just fine, Jeannie. Here, Joey.
Tell your mother not to worry about a thing. Just enjoy her day.
You kids are the bravest. I mean the bravest.
Well, this is the last one. There's no more left.
Jeff, what are you doing with that? You were hired to keep the kids out of the house.
Never mind the house. I'm trying to keep them out of the trees.
Can you get it?
Sure.
got some candy.
Oh, I tell you, this is like a jackrabbit. You gotta keep your eye on him every minute.
Leave us alone. We have enough problems of our own.
Oh. Hey, keep rubbing his eye. Maybe he's got something in it. Hey, come back here. Stay out of the house.
Maybe he does have something in his eye.
Well, take it out.
No, I can't. There's only one thing to do. We've got to get my father.
There we are. I bet that felt a lot bigger than it looks, didn't it?
Dad, only two more cases. A splinter and a scraped knee.
Send in the splinter, Jeff.
Okay.
You know something, Dr. Stone? You are really doing a very good job.
Make that three. There's gonna be no more punching people in the nose, you understand?
But I didn't punch him in the nose.
Okay, it was an accident. But let's make sure his nose doesn't run into your fist again, you understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's gonna be no more squirting people with this gun. Dad, you don't look very comfortable.
I'm perfectly comfortable, Jeff.
Why don't you go upstairs?
Because if I do, I'll be called right back down again. This way, I save one complete round trip.
Mother says your childminding service is the greatest. Oh, and she wants to make a reservation for next week.
Oh, well.
Oh, we'll call her about next week.
But don't forget. Come on, Joey.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Joey. Well, that's the last of them.
I never thought we'd live to see it.
Well, all the little chicks are back in their coops.
Yeah, boy, am I glad. Wait till Mom hears about what happened today.
One word about this to your mother and I'll disown you.
That's impossible. I checked off each kid as he was picked up.
Which child is he?
I don't know. Which one is he?
Well, I don't know. Little
boy, what's your name?
Johnny.
Johnny, my whole name is Mary Stone. What's your whole name?
Johnny.
Johnny. What's your father's name?
Daddy.
His mother's name is Mommy. Now all we have to do is find parents who answer to Mommy and Daddy.
Well, I don't understand it. How could a mother be careless enough to forget to pick up her child?
His mother's probably afraid to pick him up. I tell you, he's a terror.
You got the list?
Yes, sir. But I don't have the children's names on it. Just the mothers and the phone numbers. And how many children they left with us.
Oh, fine. Now we have to call every mother on the list and find out if she has her child.
Oh, sir, that's not going to make us look very bright, is it?
Well, sure it will. After all, you didn't lose any children. You've got one left over. Kind of like a bonus. Yes, Mrs. Fletcher, I agree with you.
It's getting late. Mom's going to be home soon.
She won't stop talking.
Well, I'll get the pliers. We've got the wiring.
Yes, Mrs. Fletcher. Oh, Mrs. Fletcher, I have a patient waiting. Yes. Yes, thank you very much, Mrs. Fletcher. Goodbye.
That only leaves Mrs. Plummer, the last name on the list.
It's got to be Plummer.
Well, it better be. Mom's going to be walking in here any minute. How are we going to explain him to her?
Hello. Mrs. Plummer? This is Dr. Stone. Fine, thank you. Mrs. Plummer, I hope you had a pleasant afternoon while your little boy was here with us. What? You don't have a little boy? Oh, yes, your child is the little girl with the blonde curly hair. Uh-huh. What? No, she hasn't been here. Say the name is Hackett. Do you know the child's name? Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, well, thank you, Mrs. Plummer. Goodbye. This morning, some people named Hackett moved into the big house in the next block. In the confusion of moving, their little boy got lost, wandered off. His mother has been going from house to house looking for him, and his name is Johnny.
Is your name Johnny Hackett?
Sure, Johnny.
He's more trouble than all the other kids combined. He's not even a paying customer.
Well, you'd better take him home right away. His mother must be worried sick.
I'll take him. Come on, Johnny. Mark?
Oh, you go ahead, Mary. I'll catch up with you in a minute.
Bye.
Goodbye, Johnny.
Dr. Stone, I want to thank you very much for all your patience. I know we've been a problem, but, well, I apologize for it.
That's all right, Mark. We'll let bygones be bygones.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, sir, because, well, I think our Saturday Child Minding Service is something that the mothers of Hilldale can use.
They can indeed. We'll discuss it sometime.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm glad you feel that way. I thought you would be against our doing it again.
Oh, anytime, anytime. But right now,
Well, it's very generous of you also, sir, considering all the trouble we've caused. But next time, I promise you, everything is going to go smoothly. We'll be more efficient because we're really more experienced.
Mark,
and I promise you, I'll keep the kids out of the house.
Well, I recommend the public park for your Saturday nursery. They've got plenty of room and excellent facilities.
Well, that's what we're going to do, sir. We're going to... Bye.
Bye.
Boy, what an operator.
Well, Jeff, we'd better get this room cleaned up before your mother gets home.
Hmm.
Comes now. Jeff, quick. We better hide this.
But where?
Well, hey, get those things back there. Quick.
Hey, I got them.
Ah! Jeff?
Yeah?
I've been gone for a day.
I know. Well, how did everything?
Oh, it's been going great. Just as peaceful as a pasture in May.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I underestimated my family. My goodness, where's Mary?
Oh, well, she's with Mark.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, so you get along just fine without me.
Yeah.
Believe it if I told you.
Jeff, not yet. You salt the hamburgers after they're cooked.
After. Everybody knows you salt them before.
Please, no arguments. Not after yesterday.
All right, we won't argue, but we will ask Mother.
Okay.
Not now. Mother's on the telephone. Or she was.
How are the hamburgers coming?
Pretty good.
Oh, good. That was our new neighbor, Mrs. Hackett, on the phone. She said her son Johnny has disappeared.
Again?
Well, she wondered if we'd seen him, and I said no, nursery school is not in session today.
Well, don't worry, he can't get in here. I got the back gate.
Hi, Uncle Jeff.
Thank you. Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.